little kid, nothing scared me more than gargoyles. There was an old church near our house, the church my brothers and I ran to three times a day to pull the ropes that rang the church bells for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I always thought we were ringing them, though, to scare away the gargoyles that I thought lived up in the belfry. I never saw the gargoyles, but I did see bats, which I imagined were simply the hellspawn of the gargoyles. Now, that being said, gargoyles have nothing to do with the show today or the people I'm talking about. Unless, of course, you equate Sky Lords with gargoyles. Plus, I could see suburbanites thinking gargoyles live in downtown Las Vegas, which is really what our show is about today. But first, what's a Sky Lord? The way I was told, it's a name dreamt up by someone in a bar, another Sky Lord, no less, and given to those who live in one of three high-rises in downtown Las Vegas, Soho, Newport, or the Ogden. Sky Lords, towers, you get it, it's funny stuff. So what's that make those who live on the ground? Well, we'll find out. From KUNV 91.5 FM, The Source, it's the Joe Downtown Show. I'm Joe Shane. I'm a reporter for the Las Vegas Sun and a columnist for Las Vegas Weekly. And today I'm talking to two people who very likely puzzle, if not agitate, many hundreds of thousands who live in the Las Vegas Valley, because these two people live in downtown Las Vegas, Gargoyle Land, Skylord Country. For many decades, downtown was shunned by Las Vegas. As in every other American city, people abandoned their urban homes, in addition to the density and crime that came with inner city life, and moved as far away from the city center as possible. I'm proof that their fears were not too far-fetched. I've lived downtown 13 years. 4 years ago, I was mugged. In one neighborhood years ago, door-to-door hookers were in the vogue for a time. I've chased taggers down the street. My ex-wife chased a homeless guy out of our house with a candlestick. Tough chick. It's interesting, but it's not always fun. So around the country and here in Vegas, the suburbs grew. Sprawling cities emerged. Strip malls and endless ribbons of asphalt highways scarred the land. That's good for highway builders and developers. Not so good for the millions who mentally suffer in traffic jams daily, driving from their suburban home to work and back every single day. It's funny, then, that this happened. Just 5 or so years ago, a multi-billion dollar development on the Las Vegas Strip decided to call itself City Center. Stranger still, people are moving downtown again. One of those is Randy Swallow. Randy works as a Clark County employee. You might have seen him tossing softball questions to county commissioners as the host of In Your Neighborhood on Clark County TV, Channel 4. He's also hosted the venerable show County Critters and countless others. He's been in the Las Vegas Valley long enough that some of you might remember him from his work as a local TV news reporter. And if we have time, we'll get into the funny story of how he was fired. Welcome, Randy.
Thanks for having me here.
You're very welcome, and thanks for being such a good sport to that brutal introduction, even though I know you don't think it's brutal. So let's talk about you a bit first. You're a Canuck by birth. What in God's name possessed you to leave beer-drinking, moose-shooting, hockey-loving, a boot-pronouncing Canada all those years ago to move to the desert? Or did I just answer that question?
Pretty much. Look out at the blue sky. Look at the sunshine. You don't shovel sunshine. Calgary, Alberta is a little bit cold, a little bit too wintry for my taste, so I'm a desert boy now.
Plus, you have a beautiful smile, which goes against this joke I used to know. How do you flatter a guy from Canada? Tell him nice tooth. So you've been in Vegas for how long?
Been here since 1990, 23 years.
23 years. And in that time, where have you lived throughout the valley?
I first moved here in the east side of the valley over near Samstown, house rental when I first moved here, then bought a place in Green Valley, lived there for 5 or 6 years, moved from there to Queensridge, lived and owned up there for 5 years also.
Which I call Queensryche.
Call it whatever you want. Yes, yeah, right. It's a little neighborhood up there near something else called Summerlin or, you know, on the west side there.
Were you a Skylord?
I was not a Skylord. I was a home person.
Okay.
Yeah, on the ground, exactly.
Right.
And downtown almost 5 years ago at Newport Lofts.
So why did you, well, let me get to that question. Let me lead up to that a little bit. At one point, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you did a story for either the county channel or for TV news about prostitution downtown, and you came to an area with about two blocks from here to film prostitutes, and I don't know what exactly the story was about, but I imagine it was that way. So that was several years ago, but you knew the reputation down here.
Sure. I mean, I've been coming down here. I've always, Channel 3 is just a half a mile or a mile or so from where we are sitting right now. The county building's a mile the other direction. So I've always worked, you know, within a mile of downtown. So I've always seen it. And sure, it's always been sketchy, but there's always parts of it that I liked. The story you just talked about, yeah, it was we did some undercover sting with Metro, and one of our colleagues was mic'd up, and, you know, we had a camera hidden around the hidden in a van with the Metro cops around the corner, and he was soliciting prostitutes, which, like you say, 2-3 blocks away from here, it wasn't difficult to do at all. But I don't know. I mean, downtown has changed, and certainly in the 5 years that I've been here, it's gone from being, you know, a good place to a terrific place.
Really? Terrific? Now, that's a pretty strong word. You've never had any problems down here?
I've never been a victim of crime, and the reference, I was with you that night 4 years ago, as I recall, when you were mugged, and I've seen one other person... car got broken into close to my house, or, you know, my place over at Newport Lofts. And outside of that, I've never been a victim of crime.
Now, this question might be a little sensitive for you, and it's not about your questionable name. It's this: how did you ever become a Sky Lord?
Sky Lord? I didn't know you'd come up with that. That's interesting. Well, first of all, I've got to give.
You can hear, by the way, the timbre in his voice. He's obviously a
proper attribute. Well, and where's my camera? What camera do I look at?
Anyway? True.
Right. What I've got to give the proper attribution to Mr. Brett Wesley, Brett Sperry. Down, you think everyone knows who he is? He was the one that first. Termed it, awesome. And just kind of as a little joke, it's like, hello, Sky Lord, what's going on, Sky Lord? And since that time, we've just had a little bit more fun with it.
Are you bothered that the regular people like me know your secret code?
Just go ahead, that's all right.
Yeah, you haven't shown me a secret handshake, but I imagine you have something like
that. Well, you don't live, you're not a Sky Lord, so until you get that, until you're approved by the proper quorum, I don't even know if you're allowed to become a Sky Lord at this point.
Now, the Sky Towers, as I call them, were empty for many years. People weren't buying them. The recession hit. You came in as a renter, or did you buy, or how did it go?
I came in as a renter, yep. So I looked at all those places. I looked at Sky. I looked at Encore. I looked at all the Turnberry places, Soho.
Why?
Ogden,
why there? Why not a house?
I just wanted a change. I wanted to be close to work. My TV studio, I can see my TV station from my balcony. And when
that's
I'm
where you
my
have
desk.
The zip line set up from your...
That would be nice. That would be nice. So hopefully that's the next step, Joe.
So what's it like, though? To live downtown in a tower? I mean,
the tower part is fantastic. Take this last weekend, for example. I came home from work on 5 o'clock, 5:30 on Friday night. I never got in my car again until Monday morning. In that time, I went to a law firm party, which was right downtown here, an annual for our good friends at Craig P. Kenny. Awesome law firm. Went to art gallery opening in this very building another night. Went to local eating and drinking places all downtown. And I walked or cabbed or hitched a ride with one of my friends. But, I mean, I love the accessibility. And one more thing I'd just like to say is, mm-hmm. To me, Joe, it's like I have an extra hour a day. It's like I have 25 hours in the day for me. I mean, I wake up at 7:30 and shower, shave, coffee, and I'm sitting at my desk at 8 o'clock. And then conversely, at 5 o'clock, I mean, I'm sitting on a bar stool at my favorite Velveteen Rabbit or downtown cocktail room.
I've never seen you in a bar. Funny, huh?
Or, you know, in the gym or something at 5:02, for goodness sake. So it's like, I have an extra hour a day to play.
Plus, when you drive your midlife crisis around, which... I imagine sucks up gas. You probably never have to fill the tank of that.
I can go as long as usually I can 2 to 3 weeks without filling up for gas. I put 4,000 miles a year. I drive 4,000 miles a year.
Wow. Do you need a car?
You don't need a car, no.
Being that high up, does it give you a different perspective of Las Vegas, do you think? I mean, has it changed your view at all? I mean, you see the ugliness up there too, but maybe you're so high up you really can't see the ugliness. Maybe everything's beautiful up there.
Well, I'm on the 8th floor, so I still kind of, that's the first floor at Newport that is living space. So I can, you know, see what's going on down in the street and even hear what's going on down in the street right in front of me. But beyond that, sure. I just like sitting on my balcony, sitting there with a beer, watch the sunset, and, you know, and really do enjoy the beauty of it. I mean, I never took time to watch sunsets, as I do now.
Is it a place where you get to know your neighbors at all?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's certainly the buildings. I look at the places on Hoover, Soho, and Newport as a little bit different to what we're doing downtown here at Ogden. I mean, it's all people that are 30, 40, 50-something. There's virtually, I haven't seen kids there in years. There are people that are employed, entrepreneurial, people that, you know, want to live a easier lifestyle.
I do know some of the entrepreneurs who've lived there. In fact, one of them made the headlines earlier this year or last year. It was a fellow involved in a shootout on the Strip.
Kenny Clutch.
Kenny Clutch, you know, he's alleged to have been involved in some nefarious business activities. I don't know if that was ever proved. But did you know him?
Yeah, sure. He parked his car 5 or 6 cars away from me. His
nice
Maserati.
Guy, as they say about everybody who passes away.
Sure, absolutely. Just he was a friendly neighbor guy that you'd see him in the elevator, and you know he'd compliment me on my shoes, and I'd say nice hat, and he usually had a nice herbal essence about him too, if you know what that means.
Hey. A few years back, too, there was also a psychologist to the sports stars who lived in your tower. Do you remember that film? Well, maybe you don't remember him.
No, I don't. Who's that?
He was a...
Yeah, I do. Sure. Yes, okay. Yeah, absolutely. I think British Ben has moved on to Pacific Northwest Seattle the last
time
I heard.
Does everybody have a nickname? All the Skylords have nicknames?
Of course we do, absolutely.
British Ben, Randy Swallow, not his real name. Bad. Actually, it is.
I go by Bad Randy.
Bad Randy. So it's a, do you feel a part of the, you know, the big word downtown now, community?
I do. Absolutely, Joe. I do. I mean, I go to places here. We're in here today. There's a couple of people I know. And it is a small community. All of us at downtown, that's the good and the bad, I guess, is that you can't go anywhere without running into people you know. But I mean, it is. I think it's a fantastic community. And it's, you know, people, I consider myself that I've been here for at least a minute. You've been here a long time, but it's, you know, some of the original gangsters that have been making businesses here and have been living in the downtown area. And I'm just trying to add, or just trying to ride their coattails kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe add to the storyline.
Sure.
I've seen you add a few things to the storyline. People will find out in a few, maybe 10, 20 years, it'll all start coming out.
Anything's possible.
In fact, one of the more interesting storylines is actually how you did get fired from Channel 3. You told me that, and I wrote about it once. I don't know if you want to regale the audience with that funny story.
Well, it was almost 20 years ago, and it's actually, coincidentally, it was this week during the Las Vegas PGA golf tournament, and I was doing a story for Channel 3 at that time. I was a reporter at Channel 3 on the business aspects of what goes on when you're putting on a pro-am golf tournament. And there was I was sitting in the dive restaurant's tent, which is a long gone restaurant that used to be in the mall. And anyway, they were passing out drinks and food and just schmoozing their clients at the golf tournaments. So I was doing my little televised stand-up part, and one of their hostesses, one of their waitresses, a bikini-clad babe, came and put a lei around my neck. And I said, you know, that was my little tagline. It's like, here at the dive restaurant hospitality booth, you get food, you get drink, you might even get laid. So I thought it was kind of clever.
Well, there's a double entendre there somehow?
The food, you could see if you could figure it out, yeah. Oh, okay. Get laid, yeah, I don't know. I read that somewhere.
I'm going to look up an urban dictionary. Okay. I came from Wisconsin, we spoke of such things. Anyways, Randy, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really appreciate you coming down here. Randy, one of the Skylords of Las Vegas, and you can see him on, CCTV Channel 4, doing County Critters, In Your Neighborhood, I see that every week, and many other shows. Thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Hear that music in the background? That's Peggy Sue. And this is KUNV 91.5 FM, The Source. I'm Joe Shane. I'm a reporter for the Las Vegas Sun and columnist for Las Vegas Weekly. And this is the Joe Downtown Show, which can be found at lasvegassun.com or, if you're listening, at 7 a.m. Wednesdays on 91.5 FM. If you hear talking and laughter in the background, that's because we're taping the show in the Beat Coffee Shop downtown at 6th and Fremont Streets. Our next guest grew up in upstate New York. Is there something about Northern Hemisphere that draws people to the desert? But unlike our previous guest, she is not a Skylord. She's a renter in a home firmly attached to Mother Earth. Rose Signor is a bartender at the Atomic, a venerable institution of drink in the 900 block of Fremont Street, almost within eyesight of where we are sitting right now. Rose was a smarty. She won numerous academic scholarships for college. She thinks she's good at Scrabble. When she had enough of the classroom, she fled Plattsburgh, which is that well-known city just south of West Chazy in Beekmantown on the western shores of Lake Champlain, to seek maybe fortune, maybe fame, and definitely fun in the world beyond the woods. She landed for less than a year in rainy Seattle, then moved to Las Vegas 6 years ago, and for the last year, she's lived in the belly of the beast, downtown Las Vegas. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So life downtown is certainly different for women than men. I talked earlier about some of the challenges here. Though it's gotten worlds better since when I moved here 13 years ago, it's still very much an urban core. Now, looking out the window right now, I see a few people that even I would feel more than a little uncomfortable facing on the street. So I'm wondering, but you know, I'm a man. I'm not exactly swarthy, but I can run fast. So, but what's it like for you? Have you had any experiences that at some point made you wonder why the hell you moved down here a year ago? And what's it like for a woman?
Absolutely. I feel like working downtown. I actually used to work at the Bunkhouse, which is next to the Atomic. And I worked at the Bunkhouse for a few years, and that was definitely sort of a scary experience for me at times.
You mean just the Bunkhouse itself, or what?
The area.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Did you describe one incident when you felt fearful?
Well, I showed up to work in the morning about 7:30 a.m., and the whole bar was roped off with caution tape because somebody had been shot and killed outside of the bar. So that was sort of scary.
When did this happen?
That happened about a year ago.
Oh, so there's still occasionally some scratches and some bumps that occur to people downtown?
Yes.
Yeah, but then... Now, to be fair, it happens all over the valley, and I used to cover crime, actually, many years ago when crime was at its height here, and the funny thing I always found was that there were very few serious crimes occurred downtown. There was a lot of penny-ante stuff, but a lot of the murders happened in the burbs. That's just an aside. Mm-hmm. But obviously, this is still an urban core, so that you would show up to work, and is that when you decided you were going to move to a different...
No, oddly enough, even though that happened, I feel very safe in Las Vegas. Like, as opposed to where I went to college in Albany, New York. There's just something about, I think because you don't have to walk very far in this city to get anywhere. You usually just pop in your car and then drive somewhere else. I don't really feel unsafe. And now that downtown is really developing quickly, I just feel like the area is getting nicer and nicer. And I don't really stress or worry about it too much, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm.
So. Where we're at, 6th Street, is about 3 blocks from the Atomic. Mm-hmm. What's it like? Do you walk those 3 blocks at night?
Absolutely, yeah, by myself.
Totally feel fine with that now.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And I know you live downtown, and you had lived sort of close. Would you? I don't imagine you ever walked to work, though.
I have. I've walked home, actually. So it's less than a mile. From where I live.
I'm kind of speechless about that.
Really?
Well, I think I don't live too far from where you live. There's a lot, though. There's a lot. I mean, I live downtown. There's a lot lacking here. There isn't a grocery store yet. Tony, Shay, and Downtown Project, are you listening? And though we have bar upon bar upon bar restaurant, the number of useful retail outlets is virtually non-existent. Again, Tony, you listening? With all that, you still like it down here?
Yeah, absolutely. I like it, but I think everybody is sort of yearning and craving more of an area where they can actually live down here. I feel like right now it's just good for a pub crawl. That's about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you feel, I asked the earlier Sky Lord about this, do you feel a part of the community? And what does that mean to you?
Yes, I do, actually, because I live and work downtown. I live in the older part of Las Vegas, in the older homes, and it just feels like more of a neighborhood, like where I grew up.
Where did you live? But you didn't live downtown. You lived in Green Valley, in the lush, beautiful confines of Green Valley?
Yes, lush and beautiful and boring.
And, well, did you know your neighbors there?
No, not at all.
Did you, lived in one of those apartment?
Like a complex, yeah.
So you got, in the summer, you would get in your oven, drive to wherever, drive back, go to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Where did you work before the Atomic?
I worked at the Bunkhouse.
And before that?
Before that, I worked at a bar called Meatheads, which was actually the same owner of the Bunkhouse, but it was over on Charleston, Decatur.
Okay. But given that, so you drove quite a distance away from where you worked, nothing like you have or what you experienced today.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's nice I can actually ride my bicycle to work, which I think is awesome.
That is. And do you think, I mean, you meet a lot of people at the bar. I've met you as a bartender. Mm-hmm. But are you starting to get into more of the community aspect of I mean, I don't know. I do, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I just feel like, I mean, I meet so many people now that are, they either live down here or they work down here or both. And I run into them all the time. And I feel like I belong to something now in Las Vegas, as where I never felt like that here. I always kind of felt like an outsider, to be honest with you. I just felt like there are areas in Las Vegas where people live there and they just never travel outside of that area, like Green Valley or Henderson or North Las Vegas. But I feel like downtown, it's just growing so rapidly, and I feel like the community is growing really rapidly. So,
Interesting. And so you're getting sort of that Plattsburgh feel about Las Vegas, downtown Las Vegas.
Maybe.
Yeah. So one of the owners of the bar actually lives in one of the lofts down here, the high rises. He's a sky lord in Soho.
Yes.
And your other owner, the other owner, where does he live?
He lives over in the Huntridge neighborhood. He lives like on 8th Place.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not too far from where I live as well.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So you've really developed, you've sort of become, you know, an institution yourself here after less than a year working at the Atomic, I think. I mean, you're not at the Bunkhouse anymore, although that's going to reopen pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
You're the bar manager, I think, at the Atomic. And so you're pretty much set for life.
Yep, I'm just living the dream.
You are. You're living the dream. Hey, have you been in one of the Skylord nests?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in there. Yeah.
What's that like?
You know, it's nice, classy living. I actually used to live on Sky Tower on the Strip, which isn't so much downtown, but
right,
still high rise.
Yeah, we're living totally downtown.
Yeah,
we don't associate with this.
That's so funny.
So you're we talked earlier about some of the lack of amenities. So what do you do for groceries? Do you just eat out every night?
Actually, I do, to be honest with you. And if I want, if I need to go to the grocery store, I have to drive all the way down to the Whole Foods on the South Strip.
Wait a second. You drive to Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go to Smith's, Albertsons, Vons?
Because I like really good quality organic food.
I'm sure there's food labeled organic in those other stores.
No, you're wrong about that.
Well, I didn't see you down here at the anti-GMO march on Saturday.
It's because I was working.
That was early in the morning.
I work a lot.
Okay. Well, what, you eat out, do you ever cook?
No, not really, to be
honest
with
you.
Do you know how? I do know how to cook. I'm just super busy.
Hot dogs? So. You can boil water.
I can boil water, yes.
That's really good. What do you do for, like, if you need a hammer or nails? God forbid you want to put a sign up or a poster or a painting up in your...
I have to drive a little ways to get where, you know, what I need to get. So that kind of sucks. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for a grocery store downtown, you know?
Have you written letters to the Downtown Project people begging them for stuff?
No, I haven't. I don't beg people for things.
So you're just going to go, well, you're sort of Portlandia. you're the embodiment of Portland. You just go with the flow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Although, I don't know if your outfit that you have on today, which is like a Northwoods sweater, a t-shirt, and
I
jeans.
I feel very San Francisco today.
Very San Francisco? Yeah. Because it's so cold out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right. Well, we're here talking to Rose Signor. She's a transplant to downtown Las Vegas from the burbs. Before then, she grew up in the Northwoods of New York on the Tony shores of Lake Champlain. She fancies herself a Scrabble player. She's the bar manager at the Atomic, and she now lives downtown and claims that she loves it, even though she can't find a grocery store or a general store, and doesn't care because she doesn't cook a lot. This is the Joe Downtown Show on KUNV FM 91.5. I'm a writer for the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, and you can listen to the show Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Rose, is there anything, if you had advice, if somebody had a choice, one of your friends, a girlfriend, had a choice between living someplace in the burbs or living downtown, same price. What would you advise? What would you tell them?
Downtown.
Why?
100%. Because it's more exciting. It's more adventurous. I don't know.
I mean, you mean adventurous in the sense that every now and then when you come to work, you find a dead body outside?
Absolutely, yeah.
No, that was an instance that happened where she previously worked, but...
There's just more dynamics down here. There's more... It's not just like families in the burbs, you know? It's not cookie cutter down here. I like that, so...
So someday if you have a family, you don't think you'd live in the...
I don't city? Want a family, so I'm not concerned about
okay.
that.
Okay, let's not get into that. All right. Well, Rose, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.